USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry. Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden told a local news reporter on Friday afternoon that voters do not deserve to know whether he will pack the Supreme Court if he wins the upcoming election. Reporter John Cooper has the exchange.
Sir, I've got to ask you about packing the courts, and I know that you said yesterday you aren't going to answer the question until after the election, but this is the number one thing that I've been asked about from viewers in the past couple of days.
Well, you've been asked by the viewers who are probably Republicans who don't want me continuing to talk about what they're doing to the court right now.
Well, sir, don't the voters deserve to know?
No, they don't deserve. I'm not going to play his game. He'd love me to talk about, and I've already said something on court pack. He'd love that to be the discussion instead of what he's doing now. He's about to make a pick in the middle of an election, first time it's ever been done.
This is USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission License Number DC 83. Service may adversely affect an individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action, not a loan company.
Throughout her legal career, Supreme Court nominee Amy Barrett says she's resolved to maintain the same perspective as former Justice Scalia. There is a tendency in her profession to treat the practice of law as all-consuming while losing sight of everything else. USA Radio News' John Clemens has more.
Hiram Sasser, executive counsel at First Liberty, tells us Judge Barrett's record was scrutinized 3 years ago when many of the same senators approved her position for the Chicago-based Seventh Circuit Court of Appeals.
I'm sure there will be a spectacle that some people will try to create, but in reality, it really should be almost perfunctory. But they won't let that happen.
Senate Judiciary Committee Chairman Lindsey Graham of South Carolina expects the committee will clear her nomination by October 26th. With the USA Radio Network, I'm John Clemens.
The confirmation hearings begin Monday. This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled youmove.com.
Residents of the Gulf Coast say they've become numb to the number of storms forcing them to seek safety. USA Radio News Val Dior has more.
Residents spent the weekend cleaning up new damage after Hurricane Delta roared into the storm-battered region Friday. Even though Delta made landfall as a Category 2 storm, the area was hit by Laura, a Cat 4 storm, at the end of August. To make matters worse, insurance companies have nailed residents the last couple of years by raising the cost of insurance, making it difficult for them to cover everyday cost of living and keep their property protected. The area depends on fishing tourism. Between COVID restrictions and several storms this season, some are wondering if coastal living is worth it. For USA Radio News, I'm Val Dior.
California's Creek Fire continues to burn near Fresno. According to a CAL FIRE update, crews held containment at 55% as the blaze grew more than 333,880 acres. Gloria Sprague lost her home to the fire.
It was beautiful. It was an amazing, amazing view. You could see Mount Ritter and the Ritter Range all the time. Snow-capped mountains or... And sometimes, a few years, the snow stayed all year.
Crews have also cut down more than 1,000 trees in recent days to reduce hazards along the roads. High pressure from the Pacific is expected to build onshore, producing warmer and much drier conditions, according to fire officials. The cause of the fire is still under investigation. USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.